This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Well, the Friends of the Dunedin Botanic Garden plant sale takes place tomorrow, and that's something that many Dunedin people look forward to. We thought we'd take an opportunity to preview what's in store for tomorrow and catch up a little bit with what the Friends of the Dunedin Botanic Garden are all about. Joining me on the line now, the Friends Vice President, Sam Moncour. Sam, good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Sam, before we talk about what's in line for tomorrow, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to be with the Friends of the Dunedin Botanic Garden.
Yeah, so I've been part of the Friends for 3 years now, and I used to walk through the Botanic Gardens on my way to uni, and I didn't realise how much more to the gardens there were than that walk from Gardens New World to Castle Street. So then when I went to explore more, there was so much more to see in the garden, so it was really a bit of an eye-opener, and I want to show everyone else how much more there is in the gardens as well, so that's why I became a member.
Oh, that's brilliant. I can totally identify with that. I used to live up in that area and walk through the Dunedin Botanic Gardens through the sort of top part on the way to work. It's a very nice way to start your day, and it does start to generate that appreciation for what an amazing facility it is for the community. It's one thing to develop that appreciation, and it's another to decide to be part of what the Friends are about. Perhaps you could give us an idea of what the Friends are there to do in relation to the work of the garden.
Yeah, so the Friends is an incorporated society, and we've been around since 1986, and we're a non-for-profit charity providing support to projects in the garden. We've launched things like the Duck Pond Pier, which we did in 2016 to celebrate 30 years of the Friends, and we've contributed to other things like the entranceway. You see Great King Street there, and we've also got a couple of other things we're wanting to support in the future. So we do that through donations and plant sales like the one we're doing tomorrow.
The work is never ending, right? I mean, it's an ever-changing environment, quite naturally, and also, good ideas being generated, constant development. Anyone who's been in Dunedin and has accessed the garden, over a number of years will have seen the wonderful progression that's taken place, particularly enabling us to get out and explore and weave our way through all the many walkways that are around the garden, particularly up around the top area. Absolutely stunning, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. We're thrilled to be part of such an awesome asset to Dunedin.
And a nice thing for us to be able to continue to do free of charge, and we perhaps might take that a little bit for granted from time to time as residents of the city, but all the good work that the Friends are doing obviously needs to be supported, and this is where things like the plant sale come in, right? So tell us about what's in store for tomorrow.
Well, it's on at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning up at on Lovelock Ave, the propagation unit just beside the field there. And there's, I've been told, thousands of plants that are available from things like trees and shrubs and native plants and rhododendrons, perennials, donated from places like Blue Mountain Nurseries. So there's a lot of stuff on offer for tomorrow.
It's, of course, up at the Botanic Garden Propagation Facility at Lovelock Ave. Where's the best place for people to sort of park if they're going and attending the sale?
Well, there is parking on Lovelock Ave in the car park just down the road from the propagation unit, and there is also a car park for the field as well, for the rugby field.
Good idea to perhaps bring your own bags or boxes?
Oh, yes, definitely. Bring your bags and wear a mask as well, if you can.
Okay, so gets underway at 9 o'clock. You expect things to wrap up around noon or so, Sam?
Yes, we are, yes.
Well, the important question, I suppose, after all of the wash-up from the sale will be, what do you do with the proceeds? Have you got particular plans for the proceeds this year?
Yeah, so all the proceeds are going towards a couple of projects, but the big one that we're sort of pushing for at the moment is a demonstration garden, which we hope to sort of get underway in the next couple of years. Obviously, COVID's put a bit of a pen on that kind of thing. But it's a demonstration garden where we can do demonstrations on how to grow certain plants and that kind of thing for the public. So that's sort of what we're fundraising for at the moment.
Excellent. I know the Dunedin public are going to want to support that. And plenty of Plenty of willing gardeners out there too, right, Sam? I imagine you've got people who look forward to this every year because, I mean,
yes, you're
putting out sort of top quality product there, aren't you? It's your job after all. So, well, it's been great to catch up with you, Sam. I know that the sale will be well supported. You want to make sure that you get along there nice and early and enjoy the day. I'm not sure it's going to be a fabulous day weather-wise, but you can still take an opportunity to put your parka on and take a walk around the garden while you're there. Tell me if anyone's interested, Sam, in finding out a little bit more about the Friends and perhaps, you know, maybe they've got something to offer themselves, what's the best thing to do?
Well, we have a website, which is friendsdbg, as in Friends of Dunedin Botanic Garden, .co.nz, and all our information's on there.
All right, friendsdbg, what was it, dot?
org.co.nz,
right, okay. Head up there, take a look for it. Just Google Friends of Dunedin Botanic Garden like I did this morning and you'll find it nice and easy. Oh, good luck for the fundraising effort, Sam, and thanks to you and all the rest of the Friends for all the fabulous work you do in that beautiful Dunedin Botanic Garden.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Kia ora.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.